for the first time, as we were hearing in the news, there is evidence supporting the idea that a treatment for the symptoms of autism can have a real impact on the long-term development of a boy or a girl who has the condition. This is what scientists are telling us about a specific intervention that they have studied. Jonathan Green is here. He's Professor of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at the University of Manchester. He was one of the lead authors of the new report. And Adumia is here and her son, Kofi. Kofi is 12. Adumia and Kofi, welcome to you. And you are one of the families who took part in the study. If I could start with you, Jonathan Green, tell us what the intervention actually requires a parent to do.
Well, we know that early parent-child interaction is foundational for social skills and development. And the basis of our intervention is to apply this to children with autism. So what we're aiming to do is to work with parents to help them fine-tune and focus their interaction with the child with autism.
Because the things they have to pick up are more difficult to pick up than other parents.
Absolutely right. Yeah. So the child with autism has a communication that's often atypical, maybe distorted in some way, maybe lacking in its quality or range of expression, and difficult and perplexing.
Give an example then of the kind of thing that you're training a parent to pick up on that they might not.
So what we do is we make a videotape of the parent interacting with their child, and the process of the therapy is the therapist working with the parent, looking at that videotape to pick up subtle interaction signs that they may otherwise have missed. So we're talking about small facial features, little gestures, movements that may be partial movements that the child is intending a communication, but it's difficult for the parent to pick it up until we alert them with the video.
And how difficult was it when you started doing it, Adumia?
It was things that without the therapist you would miss seeing with your child, because it's so subtle in the beginning, and with the noise of everything else going on around the child, if without a therapist pointing out to you that your child is communicating, you might just miss that.
And can you remember a moment when you began to think, whoa, this is working, Kofi is responding in a way that he didn't before?
You really remember those moments, because before that there's nothing. And it's not consistent. But once you're doing the therapy and you're doing the homework that you get from therapy and you see your child responding and communicating with you and you're learning to communicate with them based on the videotape, then you see it working, then you're encouraged to carry on and to do the therapy and the homework.
And with Kofi now, we had a nice conversation before we came into the studio. Hello, Kofi. And Kofi, what do you think of the studio?
It was very nice.
It's nice. You're enjoying yourself here, aren't you? Which is good to see. And the ability to communicate and have a conversation with someone and interact, is that something that for Kofi wouldn't have been there, you believe, if you hadn't done this?
Yes, I believe that people say that they might communicate eventually anyway. But I think when you have an autistic child and the experience of communicating with you is not good to begin with, I think that would take so much longer.
Are we talking here, Jonathan Green, about something? Because I know people who have done these kinds of things that parents have been trying in maybe a haphazard way for an awful lot of time. And what we're essentially talking about now is a kind of a codification that says, yes, we have real proper evidence now that it works, rather than a revolution in what you're doing.
Well, I think the change is in the specificity and the care with which this is done and how systematic it is with the video feedback intervention and the way we developmentally stage it to help a child through different stages towards communication. And then it's doing these structured randomized controls trials that a lot of people thought would be very difficult in this sort of area, but we've achieved it. And we've also achieved this long-term follow-up, which we're publishing today, of 6 years after the end of treatment, in which we've shown that the effect to reduce the severity of symptoms has persisted through development after the end of treatment. And that's the key thing for us, actually. So it suggests that the change that the parents have enabled to embed into the family has sustained after the end of the input from the therapy, which is really encouraging.
And so important for later life, Adumia.
Certainly, because what's so powerful about this therapy is the fact that it extends beyond the hour that you spend with within the therapist's office, because it carries on into the home. And as Professor Green said, it embeds into family life and the way in which you communicate with your children. Yeah. And from what you learn from that, you can then tell schools, this is working, try this.
And behaviourally. Kofi is here having a lovely time this morning, and you're just able to do so much more, I guess, than potentially you would have been if you hadn't done this earlier.
Of course. You do have the triad of impairments with autism, how they communicate, their language skills, and the imagination. And I think if you can affect one side of this, it will flow through.
On the other hand, I'm imagining an awful lot of work early on. So when the therapists first come to you and say, these are the kinds of things you're going to be looking out for, particularly in a busy family, this is not an easy thing to do, is it?
It is not an easy thing to do, but you have to do something, because that is what a parent despairs about. You're given this diagnosis with no cure, and this is something that you can do that can make a difference.
Well, Adumi, thank you very much for coming in. Kofi as well, thank you for coming in. And Jonathan Green, Professor Jonathan Green too.
Thank you.